If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're getting closer to the fall when kids are back in school, and it's important to have speakers for different events. Oh. If you are an organizer for that, there's one place to go to, and that's Mid-America Speakers Bureau. Tyler Carlson, the
Tyler
team, they went from 7 speakers to over 85 speakers with this organization. They book all across the country. They don't just book anybody. It takes, as Bill said, an extreme vetting process, which you are a part of.
And this
Bill.
Isn't one of those, this isn't a side job. This is what he.
This is his job.
It takes that so much time.
Main gig.
There's no way to do it on the side because you have to get back to people immediately. So he responds immediately when he gets text messages. But here's the thing that the people that want to hire that needs to come out is that it needs to happen now, because all of a sudden you want a speaker in September. You don't wait like it's September 21st. It's, you know, late August. We'll see if we can find somebody. No. This is hiring time right now.
Be ahead.
This is when things are getting booked. You have to be able to reach out to Tyler right now. You're on the website. You see what you're interested in. It's like shopping. And then you reach out to Tyler and say, listen, I see 4 or 5 that have this. And they have a general idea of what kind of the price might be. But Tyler handles all that too. So you want to jump on this right now. And like I said, I'm with them. I've got a lot of them set up and coming up in August through Tyler. So he does an incredible job. There's no way I would still be working with him now for year 2.5, whatever it is.
2.5.
Solid 2. I know that for sure. Like I said, just incredible. The organization is borderline ridiculous. And he's changed the speakers in Nebraska. Was it again? 7 to 85?
It went from 7 to 85 speakers.
7 to 85.
He's grown.
What would you do if you want to get a hold of him?
What's that?
That's a good question, Sip. There's 2 ways. You can either go to the website, MidAmericaSB, as in Speakers Bureau, yeah. MidAmericaSB.com. Okay. Or if you want to call Tyler and the team, call him at 402-490-7600. 4-4 Mid America Speakers Bureau.
Is it just Ty, or does he have a? He's got a team.
His
dad Barry.
Here's the other thing you have to think about: is the importance of the fact that no one ever, if you can't last that long, you have no chance of being in this business if you hadn't had that great success of setting everyone up to be able to get those things done. So that's what's just the pleasure of this: is that long lasting, ascending tells you what's going on.
MidAmericaSB.com. If you took a quick glance at Nebraska's October schedule, I don't think you would say it's overly daunting. Here's what they play. They play Michigan State and Lincoln, at Maryland, at Minnesota, and home against Northwestern. That's not daunting, right?
Not terribly.
Would you guys push back on that?
No,
I would think in the Power Four, it's the easiest four.
It's got to be up there.
Can they beat you? Yes. But in the Power Four, that'd be the easiest. We went through like Northwestern schedule and different people looked at
that.
That would be the easiest October schedule in the country.
In terms of conference play,
that's just those back-to-back roadies.
That's rough. At Maryland and at Friday, Minnesota on a Friday
night.
Maryland
always concerns me.
Maryland was 4-6 and they say they're rebuilding.
4-8.
4-8. Sorry, 4-8.
They played 10 regular season games.
They just gave up the last two.
Better times.
But no, you're right. I'm not saying Maryland's good. It's just the road trip's kind of nasty.
It's a weird place to play, but Nebraska has fared well out there in the past, right? They've never lost.
Frosty went out there big,
54-7. You got in trouble for an umbrella on the field that day.
That guy was really mean to me. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so what do you got?
My question is this. Do people fully realize in Nebraska how much P.J. Fleck has owned Nebraska? He's 6-1 against Nebraska. 6-1.
The only game that even has, again, it would be the easiest schedule in the Power Four, but of all those games, pick one. Oh, it's Minnesota.
Oh, God, yes.
It's Minnesota. They made no waves, really,
too much
this year. Nope. You don't know what they're doing, what's going on with them, which is always kind of scary. Mm-hmm. In October, Nebraska fans will travel good, but it won't be full. It won't be they shut it down pretty early. And so it'll be a half full venue for the game. Not half full, maybe a little.
No, it won't be half full. It'll be more than that.
No, not much. There'll be a lot of empty seats.
The only loss PJ has against Nebraska was Scott Frost's first year. Nebraska, Stanley Morgan had a big game. Nebraska had a big lead, blew it, and then they pulled away at the end. And then they've lost every time ever since to Minnesota.
God, oh my.
They haven't beat them since 2018. I mean, again, they had the game on Thursday night in Rule's first year. They had the game won and lost 13-10.
Nightmares.
Turnovers.
Game. Nightmares game.
A lot of odd things have happened in those games.
Two late turnovers in the Minnesota game when they had it won.
Yeah. PJ is 6-1 against Nebraska. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I don't know if I could sit here and tell you if I realized that until I looked at this last night.
I would sit here and tell
incredible.
You I didn't realize it.
I didn't know if it's 6-1.
He has dominated Nebraska.
And it's kind of funny because we know that PJ's name has been floated around in some places. Why he's not looked at more, I don't know. I really don't. He got to Minnesota because of his success in the MAC.
At Western Michigan.
And then he's done an incredible... Did he have an 11-win season?
He did,
once?
In 2019. 11-2.
At Minnesota. And he's at, like I said, the guy's done a phenomenal job, and I really enjoy him. I do. I go. He's doing a great job. And guess what else he has because of his success? He's lost coaches. He has lost coaches.
I like P.J. Fleck as a head coach because he's a great game manager, and he's a very active game manager. Mm-hmm. He controls flow of game very well. He's in charge. Now, he doesn't call plays. That's, again, I like that. He doesn't call plays on offense, defense. He manages the game very well.
He's
quirky, though, and that's probably what explains your question.
There's places like Minnesota we would think that might be a place where people would leave. Like, hey, when things got there, they had good players, right? Guys you'd really want like that. Did they get in the portal? They didn't.
I don't think they do.
They did not have a bunch of massive losses. Oh, man, did you hear about that? Minnesota lost their top four players. No. So they being the players, mm-hmm. must really like the head coach, and they must like the culture there. What do they do? Every time you play them, it's like, hang on now. I mean, they gave Penn State all they wanted last year. Ahead quite a bit of the game.
They did.
They were ahead quite a bit of the game against a team that had a chance, was good enough to win it all. So it's interesting.
PJ Fleck is, at his time in Minnesota, 56 and 39, 33 and 36 in conference play.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his overall record is good.
He's made six bowl games in 8 seasons there in Minnesota. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Minnesota,
and they turned down the COVID, and one of them was they didn't go in the COVID year. They could have had 7 out of 8 and just missed the very first year, and that's it.
You know, Bill, he's only 44. He'll have plenty of chances now. He'll get some. I bet you think he's turned some stuff down.
I'm sure there's been some things that have been discussed in different places. And when you're at Minnesota and things are, you know, like I said, Minneapolis, great place to live. They're winning games. They're in the Big Ten. You know, they're going to have, he'll have the full allotment to spend. Mm-hmm. He'll have the $15 million. Minnesota's not going to be like, no, we're not going to hold back that. You're going to have the $15 million. It's not like, oh, well, we got to get extra money to basketball. No, they want the football. No, it's football.
They should and be, so, this, yeah, this rev share should benefit a place like Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. It evens it up a little bit. I mean, because I don't think the NIL was huge there. NIL.
No, it couldn't have been. No. There's no way they were walking around. They were not on the same plane as Nebraska, even close. Ohio State,
no.
Michigan,
Minnesota
Penn State.
Would be a place that would say, oh, I, you know, I like NIL go. I like the clearinghouse.
Oh, they'll love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
If I'm looking back at their records here. If I'm Minnesota, I'm still, again, everyone's upset about the COVID year. It ruined everything. But their 4-year run here, they went 11-2. They finished 10th in the stand, 10th in the polls in 2019. Then COVID hits, mm-hmm. and they go 3-4. They don't go to a bowl game. They opt out. And then they go 9-4 the next 2 years. I mean, they had a foundation that was built there. They could have had a great year in 2020.
Don't even count COVID in my mind. Don't count.
11-9-9. Right. Like that, Minnesota. PJ.
It's funny, though.
And he's still stuck around.
I got to say it. I mean, we sit here praising Minnesota for 9-4, and we fire guys at 9-4 here.
They never had the expectation. I mean, again, I'm not pushing back on the –
It's always a funny conversation because we rave about it and we fired guys here for it. Don't buy it.
Administration.
A lot of people did not want those people fired at Nebraska, though. It wasn't like it was a collective, yes, fire Frank, yes, fire Bo.
It's 50-50 probably, you know. But yeah, it always makes me a little uncomfortable when we do that, you know. It's fine. It is what it is.
Also, when you pull on the campus in University of Minnesota, it's really cool. In the stadium, it's small.
What's it called? Dinkiesville?
Dinkieville, right?
Hold on.
Yeah. I think it's called Dinkytown.
Dinkytown.
Yeah. Dinkytown.
So, I mean,
I've been there.
I think people that go to the University of Minnesota, I think they have a lot of fun. College is
fun. I've had fun up there.
I think college. I've had fun.
I've had fun at Dinkytown. Dinkytown's great. Great bars at Dinkytown. Oh, man, a lot of fun up there.
Jake, I had fun at Dinkytown.
I've been there several times. I enjoyed every time at Dinkytown.
Oh, will you be going this year?
Will you be going up there?
I don't.
The game got moved to a Friday. Is that what it did? Is it a Friday game or a Thursday?
It's a Friday night game.
Okay.
7 p.m. on Fox. I don't think I'm heading up to Minneapolis.
That'd be a lot for the stool.
Be a lot for the stool. You could make it, though. We could do the show and make it easy.
We could.
Go to Dinkytown?
Possible.
Tell you what we do, Jake. We do the show like that. I'll do the last hour by myself. You're out of here by 8.
And I just go.
Just go. I put you in town by about 2:30. You're in town. You know, you're in Dinkytown by 3:30. Plenty early.
Beer in hand by 2:45.
Yeah, be perfect. We'll do that.
PJ, 6-1.
We'll get a GoFundMe.
PJ thing. Fleck is 6-1 against Nebraska. Mm.
That is very interesting.
Ah.
It's painful.
Ouch.
That's the way it is.
Katrinka weighs in real fast.
What'd you say? Yeah.
The setter from Waverly just signed to go play volleyball at Minnesota. Thank you, Katrinka.
Thank you for your addition.
Is there anyone else
on
Minnesota news we could get? Anything else?
Thank you. Going fishing.
Yeah.
The Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.